Welcome to Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Kharbanda, and you are tuned into Fit Habit. I'm your host, Rahul, and you are listening to a podcast for health, fitness, nutrition, and lifestyle. This episode and series is specially on demand from Amrapali Group of Institutes, and here today I wanted to give you some more insights on stress and how you can manage and empower yourself in panic situations like COVID-19. Although I have given few tips in my last episode, you can consider listening to that if you have not done so. The link is in the description. So let's talk about some reality, which is the ability to successfully manage stress is one of the most important skills that you need for happiness and success in today's rapidly changing world. Sudden, unexpected, or long-lasting stress can affect your mood, health, relationships, and quality of life. Your brain's hardwired response to stress triggers you into states of fight, flight, or freeze. That can lead to impulsive behavior, constant anxiety and rumination, or helplessness and inability to act. Chronic stress and the effects of cortisol, as well as unhealthy ways of managing stress, can threaten your long-term health. On the other hand, if you deal with stress properly, you can calm your emotions, make wiser choices, feel more in control of your life, and take better care of yourself for the long haul. Stress, although challenges us to persevere in the face of failure, disappointment, and hardship, and creates a powerful impetus for personal and psychological growth, but it should be in control. And one such key point in managing increasing stress nature is developing and maintaining an exercise habit. Now, here are 6 tips to help you exercise more or build a regular exercise routine. Listen to them carefully and identify the ones that you feel will best fit with your preferences and lifestyle. Number 1, build more exercise into your daily routine. For example, take the steps instead of the elevator, park farther from the office, bike to work, climb the stairs in your house more often, walk your dog for 10 minutes longer, or walk uphill. Number 2, find some specific cues to prompt you to exercise. These might include writing exercise on a sticky note that you put next to your bed, or it might mean pinning up a magazine photo of a fit person exercising. Both will do. Number 3, find an internal motivator rather than just an external one. An example of an internal motivator is a desire to have more energy or to manage your stress. An external motivator might be your doctor saying you need to exercise, or it might be your envy of your neighbor's toned abs. Research shows we are more likely to stick with exercise when we are internally motivated, doing it for ourselves rather than somebody else, right? So do it for yourself. Number 4, find an exercise activity that you naturally enjoy. If you don't enjoy team sport or are physically uncoordinated, consider running, yoga, hiking, or biking. Think about whether you enjoy gentle or vigorous exercise and whether you like variety or doing the same routine each day. Some people like the structure of exercise classes or the social atmosphere of the gym, whereas others like the flexibility of exercising alone. If you like the social aspect, join a team or find an exercise buddy. But the point is, start exercising. Number 5, be clear what regularly rewards you're getting from exercising. Pay attention to how much calmer you feel after a run or workout, or enjoy the fun time or distraction from stress. Feel good about fitting into your old jeans or about having extra energy during the day. Number 6, think about your barriers to exercising and find a plan to address them. If you are unfit, start with a small, manageable goal such as walking for 20 minutes a day. If you are self-conscious about your weight, buy an outfit that makes you feel more attractive. If you are busy, decide which specific days and times you will exercise and write these on your schedule. If you get bored exercising alone, find a class or friend to exercise with. If you are tired or hungry at the end of the day, exercise in the morning or at lunchtime. If joining a gym is too expensive, buy an exercise DVD or exercise outdoors or consider virtual training. Do this and start to experience some good things happening in your life, including relief from undue stress. And my goal is to help you live better life today than tomorrow. I will wait for your queries through the message box of Amrapali Group of Institutes and will try to address it in the next episode of this series. Keep safe, take better care of yourself, and do subscribe for more such amazing episodes on Humanize Health Systems by Rahul Kharbanda, and you were tuned into Fit Habit. Thanks for listening to me. This is Rahul signing off. Bye-bye.